many songs about Idaho, but this is one of them. Felix Bunnell, our resident historian, is here. Two state legislators from the Spokane Valley have floated a proposal to split Washington State in two and create the new state of Liberty, east of the Cascades. And Felix, this has been floating around for a long time, but it was a time back in history where it actually happened.
Yeah, I mean, people east of the Cascades have been trying to break free from their Western Washington overlords for more than 150 years, and one time they did get away with it. You know, Washington Territory was created by Congress in 1853, carved from a large chunk of what had been Oregon Territory. The new territory came about because people living north of the Columbia River felt ill-served by the Oregon territorial government. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
We didn't want to pay for the ferry system down in Oregon, apparently. So when it was created 166 years ago, Washington Territory was huge. It stretched east to the Rocky Mountains. Idaho and Montana didn't exist yet, so Washington Territory crossed the panhandle, reached into what's now Montana. We were just enormous. In 1860, just a year after Oregon had become a state, Washington Territory west of the Cascades was still only sparsely populated by settlers. Eastern Washington had even fewer non-natives. And there were a series of gold and silver discoveries and gold rushes in what's now Idaho. And so the population east of the Cascades began to rapidly increase, and Olympia was still a really long way away. So there was an effort in 1861 to create Walla Walla Territory, or the Territory of Walla Walla. The boosters there tried to get the territorial legislature to help, but that effort failed. But Congress was more receptive and created Idaho Territory in 1863. There's a connection. Our territorial governor became Idaho's territorial governor. This guy, William Wallace, he's a little-known figure, but really instrumental in how this happened in the early 1860s. And so you fast forward to Washington becoming a state in 1889, and the first post-statehood mention of Eastern Washington unhappiness that I could find was in June of 1896. The Cooley City News said that Eastern Washington was ready to secede from Western Washington over the issue of bimetallism.
Bimetallism?
Yeah, I don't understand it exactly, but I think of bimetallism as the Bitcoin of the 1890s, you know, so the gold-silver standard kind of thing. We'd take hours to try to explain that. And so now the idea of the State of Lincoln is first mentioned in April 1907. This was the first hint in an effort to make it happen in February 1913. Legislation introduced in 1915. Do you want to guess where the effort came from, where the state senator was from?
Lincoln County?
He's from Spokane. Ah. R.A. Hutchinson proposed the State of Lincoln be made from counties in eastern Washington and northern Idaho, still to this day a part of the Spokane metro area, still in the same time zone, unlike the rest of Idaho. But hold on a minute, said the Seattle Times in an editorial back then. President Lincoln's motto was union, not dismemberment. Fast forward to March 1923, eastern Washington secession had already become something of a joke. The Seattle Times said, quote, legislators made light of a resolution petitioning Congress to create a new state to consist of eastern Washington and northern Idaho to be known as the State of Lincoln, which was introduced in the House yesterday afternoon and defeated by a big majority. In March 1935, the joke came up again. A Senator Miller from King County introduced legislation this time around, and the Seattle Times said, Senator Miller may have felt at the end of his patience when he decided that the best way to be rid of his east side colleagues would be to give them a state of their own. And speaking of jokes, in February 1937, a guy named A.W. Clark from Clark County proposed creating the State of King, a separate state within a state. Clark said that, quote, the nature of King County persons gave rise to economic and political antagonisms and strifes which have enlarged the gap and reflected in hostile legislation against the rest of the people, not conducive to the peace and well-being of the citizens of the state.
Hmm. That would be, the State of King would have been King County?
A little island within the state of Washington, yeah. Clark said that King County residents are of a heterogeneous, heterologous, heteronymous, and heteromorphistic nature. Now, I looked up all those words. I don't know what any of them mean. I couldn't explain any of them. The Bellingham Herald weighed in saying that Clark's multisyllabic damning of King County was just an updated version of the old, quote, cow counties against Seattle phenomenon. Then a few weeks later, not to be outdone, Senator James A. Murphy of Seattle proposed creation of the State of Roosevelt for that part of Washington east of the Cascades, but his motives weren't clear. The Seattle Times wondered, quote, perhaps he's just fed up by contact with east side colleagues and would be rid of them for once and for all. You know, and I couldn't find much in the way of secession from the 40s to the 70s, but a series of proposals have been made by Republican lawmakers to create a new state. In 1985, 1991, 2001, 2005, 2015, 2017, and 2019. The most recent was this month. Representative Bob McCaslin and Representative Matt Shea of Spokane Valley, they've become the latest to introduce this measure to create the State of Liberty from 20 counties east of the Cascades. Huh. Constitutional experts, they disagree whether it's even legal to do this, whether it even would be possible if you got everyone to agree. I reached out to McCaslin and Shea multiple times. Of course, they didn't respond. I would have asked them, you know, how well do they know their Washington history? How serious are they about this? And what is it exactly that Eastern Washington is not getting in our current arrangement?
Yeah, well, I mean, they think that Seattle's sucking all the money out. Of course, it's the reverse. So, and there are a lot of people in the East who say, go ahead, make your own state. Let's see what your roads look like. But, I mean, we want to be able to drive to Spokane, too. So, you know, it takes both sides of the state to make it work.
All 39 counties working harmoniously is when it's best for everybody. So let's hope we can learn from 158 years of history and give this up for once and for all and stop the political stunting.
Historian Felix Bunnell, all his features at MyNorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.